like the offense at times got after it today. The rhythm, what did you see?
Absolutely, man. They had a great day. You know, they scored touchdowns in the red zone. That's our goal. You know, score touchdowns in the red zone. And defensively, it's tough. It's it's not live bullets, but the routes and concepts and the throws are, you know, were pretty good by the offense. So it was fun to see.
Would there be any scenario where you would decide on the quarterbacks during this break, or is it now going into camp?
I would not do that. You know, our original plan was to teach the offense, you know, this entire spring, and to give those two guys a chance to compete evenly. You know, so our plans and it's in place. It's going to be more of a training camp competition.
Vance, what was up, Brandon Marshall?
I'm sorry.
Brandon Marshall, can you shut him down?
Yeah, he had a sore Achilles from yesterday. Just being smart, guys. You know, we want our guys to leave here healthy so they can go home and train for the next 5 weeks. And the worst thing for a coach is to have a team that's not healthy going into the break. You know, now guys can't train the same way and they come back to training camp. And, I mean, it's an issue. So our main goal this entire spring is to stay as healthy as possible.
You hold him out tomorrow,
though? Absolutely. Absolutely.
How about Carlos Anderson?
As far as his play,
or as far as
his foot. Same thing. I mean, he went yesterday. He became sore this morning. So same thing, guys. You know, we want this guy to be healthy for the fall, for training camp.
And Petco, he had something done with the foot. What's the prognosis there?
Petco broke a bone in his foot. He had surgery this morning. It was successful, but he's going to be out probably to early camp.
Okay.
Yeah. Unfortunate there.
How was the military? How's the military out here?
It's great, guys. You know, our guys have great respect for the military. You know, I mean, they get it as far as what they do for us as people every day. So, you know, it's a mutual respect, you know. So it's always good to have those guys here.
Vance, what about Lewis Harris?
Yeah.
I mean, you got some background with him.
Sure.
Can you just kind of
give some people? I had him in Cincinnati. I mean, he was my fourth or fifth corner in Cincy my 2 years there. He's a smart player. He's an experienced player. He's played nickel. He's played outside as an outside corner also. You know, we wanted to add a guy with experience to the secondary room as far as the fourth or fifth corner. You know, losing Webster last in free agency, that's a big deal, you know, because at fourth or fifth corner is one play from playing. So we wanted to add a guy to the roster that's played in NFL games. So if something would happen, you know, we feel okay about it.
You guys are practicing red zone situations. Who do you pull it for? Who do you feel yourself as a defensive guy? But
defensive guy.
Well, that's where you were before here.
Absolutely.
What are you rooting
for? Who am I pulling for? Yeah. I'm pulling for good football. You know, so when offense scores, I'm excited about that, guys.
Justin Simmons makes that interception.
I'm episode. Excited about that. That's a big time play. You know, so I'm rooting for both sides. I'm coaching the loser, and I'm rooting for the winner. How about that? That makes sense?
Sure.
That's what I do.
With the switching of the guards, was there any concern there pulling that experience veteran Leary away from the rookie bowls who's still learning?
I'm sorry, say again.
Was there any thought going into taking Leary away from bowls?
Oh, I see. It's forced communication.
Yeah.
No, guys, because it's really about the best overall fit, you know, and offensive lines the best offensive lines, they play well together, you know, and it's not having five Pro Bowl players. It's really having five guys that work well together, tough, smart, you know. So, no, that wasn't an issue, you know. Max's best position is left guard, you know. So, for us to be the best O-line we can, Max got to be the best left guard he can, you know. And Ronald, being a veteran player, had no problem going to right.
Is that a group you would settle on when camp opened?
That's a tough question. We're still figuring it out, you know. Ty's played well. Billy Turner's had a hell of a spring. So it's McGovern's had a hell of a spring. You know, Matt's not back yet. So that's a hard question to answer. But in my opinion, it's a good thing because it provides depth. That's important.
Will Matt be back at the start of camp?
Matt should be back at the start of camp, but you know, I mean, we'll probably work him in slow. You know, so I can't say how he will feel, you know, but he will be cleared to play football.
Okay.
But, you know, as far as how much early on, I'm not sure.
Coach, for a few more for the coach?
Talking about depth, what about the wide receiver position?
Yeah.
And the impression that Jordan Taylor has made on you?
Jordan, even watching last year's tape at the end of the year, I mean, I was impressed with Jordan. I mean, Jordan's a hard worker. He's a big target. He's got great hands, and he works hard every day. That's a full room. you know, between 88 and 10, and then having 14 and Fowler and drafting those two young kids, it's a full room, man. It's going to be a tough decision of who makes our football team, but that's the way it should be. You know, I mean, you want every spot on your football team to be that way. You want it tough and competitive in training camp.
We talk so much about the quarterbacks, but you told me for months the importance of running the ball.
Absolutely.
It looks like on that right side you could run the hell out of it with Watson and Larry.
Absolutely, man. We got
what
two.
Well,
I'll say this. How about the two quarterbacks? You know, until we protect better and run the football better, it won't matter who the quarterbacks are, because those two things have to happen first. You know, we got to block better for those guys and run the football better. We do that, whoever plays, it's going to have success. But that being said, with Leary and Watts on the right side, that's two big men, you know, along with Virgil as a blocking tight end. That's going to be formative.
Last one, Lindsay.
You guys were pretty vocal throughout this offseason about kind of challenging Demaryius.
Yes.
How has he responded to that?
He has responded in a big way, in my opinion. I mean, he showed up here in great shape, and you know, he's engaged every day. I mean, he wants the ball, and you know, if he attacks, you know, every game in that way, I mean, he's going to be what we want. Because I mean, he's a guy one on one that can't be covered, in my opinion. So if we get single coverage, the ball's going to him. Stop him if you can.
Because you had to game plan against him multiple times.
Absolutely.
You see a guy that you, as a defensive coordinator, how would you try to take him?
Well, I mean, you play him, you know, with a shell coverage, top down, one guy low, one guy high, and that happens. You run the football, you know, and obviously having 10 on the opposite side, it also helps. Or having a slot guy who can win inside. So it all works together. You know, if he's being doubled, we run the football. You know, if he's singled up, we throw the ball to those guys outside. So having a dominant guy outside is always key to having great offense.
Okay. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, guys. See you tomorrow.